We are just about winding down the month of Elul, and we know that Elul is an acronym for a number of things. Number one is the Ani Lidodi V'Dodi Li, which stresses the idea, the concept of Bein Adam Lamakom, my beloved is Ribbono Shalom. We are to our beloved is to us. Number two is the Bein Adam Lachaveiro, Ish L'Reyehu, U'Matanot Levionim, worrying about your friends, your neighbors, and worrying about the poor. But there's a third one, and that appears in Parshat Nitzavim, Perek Lamed Pasuk Vov, U'mol Hashem Elokecha, et the Aleph, Livav Echad Lamed, Ulivet the Vav again, Livav the Lamed, Livav Zarecha, U'mol Hashem Elokecha, et Livav Echad, et Livav Zarecha, your heart and the heart of your children. Elul is a preparatory prerequisite for Tishrei, Yom Hadin, Yemei Hadin, judgment. Most of us stress the Ani L'Dodi V'L'Dodi Li and Ish L'Reyehu Matanof Levyonim, our interaction between fellow man and charity, and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah and Mitzvot, Ani L'Dodi, L'Dodi Li. However, there's the third. There's a third Elul abbreviation, Et Levavcha V'Et Levav Zarecha. And I think we have to pose a question to ourselves, a general question, but requires deep introspection. Go to the core. Hey, who am I? Where am I going? I'm not just talking about my mitzvot ben odom lamokom and my being a mensch ben odom lechaveiro, but me myself. Al mishkavi balayla. Where am I going? And where should I be going? And this is not just a question of an 18 or a 20-year-old. A 30, 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old or 80-year-old or more should ask the same questions. What about my character traits? Am I caring? Am I concerned about loved ones? Or just, I'm a selfie? What are my values? What do I worship in life? What are my heroes? V'et levav zarecha? If I'm a family man, what about levav zarecha? I'm expanding time and interest in their healthy growth? Or I just worry about other things and they're excluded from that entire aspect of my life? My day is going to work, making a living, and my home is my time, not necessarily my family, my wife, my children, their health. Yom Hadin, V'Hamelech HaMishpat, that construct is the month of Tishrei. And all three of those aspects of Elul precede directly before the Betin, the high courts in heaven. And this just reminds me of the Gemara that we've been learning in the Yeshiva, the beginning of Ketubot. The first Mishnah. It's Mashkim LeBetin. Why do you get married on a Wednesday? Because if something goes wrong Wednesday night, you'll get up early in the morning, but old kaso alav, when you're still angry. Elul is the time to take all of these things into consideration. Bein adam la mokom, Bein Adam Lachaveiro, and as the Musav movements press stress so much, so greatly, Bein Adam Laatzmo, Bein Adam Lemishpachto. And why? As Rashi explains, Shema Yitkarir Dato. He's liable to cool down. In other words, if Elul was not right before Yom Adin, before Tishrei, it was 6 months ago, then by the time I get around to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to sit in front of, or stand in front of the Melech HaMishpat, I'll be machzikeno be'isur. I'll calm down, I won't be excited, I won't be worried. And all of my things, Menodom Lamokom, Menodom Lachaveiro, Menodom Laatzmo, could go down the tubes. We should be blessed with that insight, that understanding of what we should have learned, what we should have achieved, what should be kone during the month of Elul, so that we go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech HaMishpat, on Yemei Hadin. We should all be zocha, we as individuals, we as neighbors, we as servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we as parents, we as part of Klal Yisrael, should be zocha for kativa v'chatima tova. Amen.